Welcome to the Membership Guys Podcast. Kick-ass advice and tips for membership site owners.
Thank you for joining me for episode 106 of the Membership Guys Podcast. I'm Mike Morrison, your host for the show, and you know what I think? It's time for a bit of a reality check when it comes to the technical side of building a membership site. We see so many people who start building their membership and then 6 months later they're still stuck messing around with the technology, trying to muddle through it all on their own and trying to get everything perfect. So today I want to give those guys a little bit of a verbal kick up the backside to get them back on track and to hopefully help those of you who aren't yet at that stage avoid getting stuck in the mud of building your membership site. And to do that, we need to focus on two main areas. A big part of avoiding getting stuck with the tech side of your membership is having realistic expectations. And first of all, you really need to make sure that you have realistic expectations of what an off-the-shelf membership plugin can and can't do. I saw a post in our Facebook group recently from someone who had left a perfectly good service that they were using for their membership, which they were 99.9% happy with, but which didn't have the ability to do this one tiny specific thing that they wanted. And so they upped sticks and they moved to another platform. Now, they're wanting to move back because even though this other platform does the one tiny specific little thing that the other one didn't, now there's another tiny really specific thing that they now want, which the new platform doesn't do. It's madness. You have to accept that no off-the-shelf plugin and no paid platform or anything like that will do 100% of the things that you want 100% of the way that you want them. It's simply not realistic to expect that. This is why we advise anyone who's researching and trying to choose a membership plugin or a platform to use to make two lists. One list is your essential features, the stuff that you absolutely cannot budge on. Usually, this is going to be things like integration with your payment processor or your email marketing provider. Maybe it's the ability to drip feed your content or to allow members to cancel themselves. So that might be your essential must-haves. So that's the first list you need to make. The second are the nice-to-haves. Chances are most of the things that you think you'll need actually belong on that list. We advise people to do this because it is almost guaranteed that when it comes to choosing a membership plugin, you will have to compromise on some things that you might like your website to do. The thing is, here's the big secret. Members don't really care what membership plugin you're using. Nobody joins your site based on your membership plugin. And those bells and whistles that people often drive themselves crazy over trying to get right, very rarely actually move the needle. More often than not, it's stuff that you want, not stuff that your members actually want. If you're determined to add a feature into your website that isn't available through an off-the-shelf membership plugin or platform, then if that feature is important enough to you, then it's worth investing in a developer. If you can't make that happen or if you don't want to spend the money, then it's clearly not an important enough feature to have. Because if it was absolutely crucial, you would find a way to make it happen. You have to remember that your time has value and it can be far better spent serving your members rather than satisfying your own need for that quote unquote must have shiny bell or whistle that chances are nobody other than you actually cares about. So you absolutely need to have realistic expectations in terms of what your membership plugin is capable of. And don't get into this really crazy situation where you're leaving a plugin or you're changing your plans or you're still constantly spinning your wheels for months and months on end, never getting your membership up and running because you're obsessed over the tiniest little feature that chances are isn't going to make any difference whatsoever to the success of your membership. The second area where we need to get real is your expectations of what you should be able to do yourself without the help of an experienced web developer. We live in an amazing time in terms of what the average, non-technical, unqualified person can create themselves from scratch using WordPress themes, plugins, and in particular, page building tools like Divi or Thrive Themes, Beaver Builder, and so on and so on. You can use these sort of tools to DIY your way to a pretty impressive, powerful membership site without knowing a lick of code. But what these tools do is make people forget that actual web development is not easy. Website design, development, programming is pretty blooming difficult. It's a profession comprising a multitude of extremely technical specialities, and people spend years honing their skills. In fact, they never stop learning because of how fast technology moves. Chances are, if you're building your membership website yourself rather than hiring a professional, then it's because you don't have the budget and a professional would be too expensive. There's a reason for that. And that's not to say that you shouldn't build your membership yourself. Indeed, we provide courses and tools inside membersiteacademy.com to help you to do just that. We're very much a fan of doing it yourself if you can. But you do need to understand that the sort of tools we've talked about, page building tools, plugins and so on, don't automatically mean that you can do all the sorts of things that a 10, 15, 20 year veteran web developer can do. Manage your own expectations, know your strengths, know your limits, and don't allow yourself to get caught up trying to get everything perfect and getting continuously frustrated that you can't do everything you might want to do yourself. Accept that there's a reason for that and either get somebody in to help you or simplify what you're doing so that you can do it all yourself. Now, that was a little bit of a rant, but it was a rant worth having because we see this time and time and time again. People coming up with the craziest specifications and expectations of what they're going to be able to put together themselves for their membership, and then constantly hitting the brick wall when the tools that they want to use, the page building tools and the plugins, don't just magically do it all for them. You need to make sure you've got realistic expectations about what these tools can do and what you yourself are capable of without assistance. So if you have found yourself stuck or spinning your wheels, hopefully this is a little bit of a shot in the arm. If you're not yet at that stage of building your membership site, then try to keep this all in mind. Keep things simple because no one joins your membership based on the tech. They join it based on how you're solving problems, based on member experience and all of that good stuff that actually matters, not your choice of membership plugin. That's it from me from this particularly ranty episode. I'll be back again next week with another installment of the Membership Guys podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Membership Guys podcast, we invite you to check out the membersiteacademy.com. The Membersite Academy is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a membership website. So whether you're still figuring out what your idea is going to be, or whether your website is already up and running and you're just looking for ways to grow it and attract new members, then the Membersite Academy can help you to get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly training, exclusive member-only discounts, perks and tools, and a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement and advice, the Membersite Academy is the perfect place to be for anyone looking to start, manage and grow a successful membership website. So check it out at membersiteacademy.com.